April 8. Knowing the Unknown. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. Revelation is not the creation or invention of something new, but the manifestation of what was, until revealed, unknown to human beings. The great and eternal truths contained in the gospel are revealed through diligent searching and humbling of ourselves before God. The divine teacher leads the mind of the humble seeker for truth, and by the Holy Spirit's guidance, the truths of the Word are made known to him. And there can be no more certain and efficient way of knowledge than in being thus guided. The promise of the Savior was, "When he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth." John chapter 16, verse 13. It is through the impartation of the Holy Spirit that we are made to understand the Word of God. The psalmist writes, "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereunto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. O let me not wander from thy commandments. Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law." Psalm 119, 9-18. We are admonished to seek for the truth as for hid treasure. The Lord opens the understanding of the true seeker after truth, and the Holy Spirit enables him to grasp the truths of revelation. This is what the psalmist means when he asks that his eyes may be opened to behold wondrous things out of the law. When the soul pants after the excellencies of Jesus Christ, the mind is enabled to grasp the glories of the better world. Only by the aid of the divine teacher can we understand the truths of the Word of God. In Christ's school we learn to be meek and lowly, because there is given to us an understanding of the mysteries of godliness. He who inspired the Word was the true expositor of the Word. Christ illustrated his teachings by calling the attention of his hearers to the simple laws of nature and to the familiar objects which they daily saw and handled. Thus he led their minds from the natural to the spiritual. Sabbath School Worker, December 1, 1909.